There you are. I knew you would choose me. I knew you would not be able to resist. Do you like my palace? Sensual, is it not? Follow me. I will show you your room. Keep your eyes up while walking behind me. Then again, we both know you won't be able to. Do you like it? Yes, that's what I thought. The large bed surely caught your eye. The red colors, the scent in the air, the aphrodisiac spell. Oops, did I let it slip? But you don't mind, do you? Surely you didn't pick the witch of lust in order to not get aroused. Go ahead. Undress and lie on the bed. I'll be with you in a moment. Good. On the bed and ready. More than a little bit excited, I see. Let's not keep you waiting any longer then. Let's get started. See these feathers I brought? You'll soon get to know them very intimately. But first... There you are, all tied to the bed now. But you don't seem to mind very much, do you now? Because you know what's about to happen next. Or at least you think you know. You like how these feathers are sliding up and down your shaft, tickling your balls, teasing you. Making that throbbing erection pulse even more. You see, there is something you need to know about me, darling. I am indeed the Witch of Lust, but that does not quite mean what you think it means. As opposed to the other six witches of the realm, I do not derive my power from inherent ingredients of the world, such as the elements of light and dark. Instead, I draw mine from sensations. And when do you think the sensation of lust is at its most powerful? That's right. Exactly where you are right now. Desperate to come. Desperate for an orgasm. You see, the ancient rules of this realm establish a special link between a foreigner and their keeper. The power I can draw from you is extraordinary. The more frustrated and desperate for release you are, the more powerful I become. I can feel it already. Those other witches will no longer be able to look down on me from now on. Shh. You talking just won't do. Let's put a gag spell on you. Remember what I told you? About feeling sensations like none have known before? About being bound to lust? Never ending, never weakening. I didn't lie about that. It's just that you must have thought you'd get this. Is this how you imagined me to look, beneath my clothes? You like the sight, darling. My legs, my breasts, my crotch. Looking at this body without being able to touch, it must frustrate you greatly. How are the feathers feeling now? Getting a little unbearable? That's all you'll ever experience from now on. To be teased, edged, and denied over and over again, day after day, week after week, year after year. This is, of course, not to say that I do not feel desire of my own. In fact, I soon have a date with a sorcerer from this realm. I should get ready for him and dress up. You like this outfit? I'm sure he will too. Think of everything he'll be able to do to me this night, while you lie right here, silently suffering in never-ending denial. This is just a small taste of all the means I have in store to make you increase my power more and more. Think about it. The stronger I get, the stronger my magic to arouse and torment you becomes. For now, let's just strengthen that aphrodisiac spell a little bit. I'll be off to my date now. Enjoy your evening.